signage there was put up in 1999 when the park was first opened. It was brought to my attention by Kieran Kelly, the local historian and the school teacher. He asked that maybe we would consider looking at the rich history that was in and around where the Burnt McMurtry Town Park is. So I brought forward the motion and asked the council to look at and update the current sign, but also to look at putting in place other interesting facts about the actual area that the park covers.
You suggested perhaps the County Museum, which is just down the road from the park, obviously might be a place to go for some guidance on this one.
I'm sure the museum has a lot of the historical facts for the area. As I said, Kieran Kelly, the council at the meeting agreed to have a look at the request and to come up with some proposals in the near future. There is a rich history in the area. So Eunice played the first football there. There was cricket played there. As you said, the sweet factory was nearby. The whole history of St. Connell's and its surrounding grounds. So there's a lot of very interesting facts that could be recorded. As we see in Ballymacool Park, we have a number of notice boards which talk about the local history in and around Ballymacool, Ballymacool House, etc. And the same could be done now. As I say, there's a rich history at Burnt McMurtry Town Park. We've consistently upgraded the park. We've put in various play parks, the exercise area. We're now getting ready to put in a large area at the back of the park for teenagers and all. It's always good to keep upgrading what we have to offer the general public.